Welcome back to another episode of the Meant For More podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Honestly, this episode almost didn't happen, but I pulled through and got it done. So, been going through a bit of a rough patch, and I just kind of wanted to share that with all of you. So, enjoy! All right, so I have got myself a case of the lonelies. I started to see more and more signs over the last few weeks, but when things are stressful and there are a lot of changes happening, it's hard not to feel the anxiety starting to rise. And plus, being 20 weeks pregnant, you just never really know what kind of hormones are at play as well. And I honestly didn't want to do a podcast this week. I decided on Monday that I would be doing some kind of disservice to my audience and that I shouldn't expose the ugliness of the struggle. I'm really having a hard time with my words. But by Wednesday, I realized that that is in fact exactly what I should be doing this week, is by doing the podcast and sharing with all of you the very real experience I'm having with this new chapter in my life. So that's what we're going to do today. So for those of you who don't know, I left my full-time job as a restaurant manager in October, and for the very best reasons, but to be home with my family and pursue a new career in digital marketing from home. And I absolutely love it. I love what I do. I love the people that I get to connect with, and it's incredible. However, I've recently, over the last couple days especially, I've come to the realization that a large part of what has made me who I am and is another way that I fill my cup is actually interacting with many people face to face every single day, like just having like so many people. And so now that I'm home and I don't have that daily interaction from anywhere from 25 to 200 people per day, I'm left alone with my thoughts and to mull over everything on my own. So I've experienced this loneliness before when I was at home with my son for the first year of his life while I was on maternity leave. But at least at that time, I had somewhat of a social life where I could visit friends or have them come visit me. And I mean, seeing as we're not allowed to do that right now, it has made for some pretty lonely days, weeks, months. So I've become that person who, like, at the grocery store, doctor's office, the other day at the blood lab, I'll just make conversation with anybody, anyone who makes eye contact. I'm like, hi, like, please talk to me, because I miss it. I miss that interaction. I miss interacting with strangers. And I never thought I would, I guess, but thinking about it this morning, you know, I started thinking of all the things that I do miss, and I wrote out a list because it was overwhelming how much I do actually miss of working in the restaurant industry. So I miss meeting new babies at the restaurant and getting to hold them while mom and dad eat dinner. I miss watching grandparents just light up when they talk about their new grandbaby. I miss playing peekaboo with toddlers who are driving their mama nuts. I miss seeing nervous couples on a first date. I miss celebrating strangers' anniversaries with them. I miss being a small part of someone's life, but being a person that they can talk to on those hard days. I miss seeing the surprise in someone's eyes when I remember them from their last visit. I miss people complaining to me, which is a surprise, but they're complaining because they're having a bad day and they need to take it out on someone. And then I get to turn it around for them. I get to make it the best day. And I miss that. I miss getting the whole restaurant to sing happy birthday to just one person, just for fun, just to make their day special. I miss hearing the most sincere thank you when I've done something like a little extra for someone. Getting to make people's day and getting to make a stranger's day or what have you is like the most fulfilling experience for someone like myself. It's not for everyone, but of course there are things that I don't miss. Don't get me wrong. And I am happy to put them behind me. But all of these things I miss felt like a privilege of the job. And seeing as I'd been in the industry for 15 years, I suppose it became kind of like my escape. Because when all of these incredible things were happening, I wasn't thinking of my own shit. I wasn't thinking of the things going on in my own life. I was just present in that moment. I was just there for the people. I was there for my team, talking to them about their lives, and then even talking about mine, talking about just kind of the day-to-day things. And, you know, when thoughts come up, there's someone there to talk to. You know, it's not lonely. So now, being home and not having that face-to-face connection each day, multiple times a day, it gets lonely. And you know, there's no one asking you, hey, how was your day off? Or how was your weekend? Or how's your mom doing? How's the baby sleeping? And I didn't realize until now how much I truly relied on that daily interaction to offload some of those thoughts and feelings. And maybe it's selfish, but I think it's a huge reason as to why I actually started this podcast. So I can just get things off my mind and into the world, and it's just off my shoulders. In realizing that I was seriously lacking connection, I was also putting all of my needs for this on the only two people that I see in a day, which is my husband and my son. And because I'm putting all of the onus on them to fulfill my need for connection, when it isn't reciprocated or well-received or, you know, kind of look the way I expect, I take it very personally and I feel like it's a reflection of me. So when my husband comes home from work and just wants to have a few minutes to have a shower and get his life in order for the next day, as I'm upstairs thinking, oh great, like he doesn't even want to be around me because I'm so miserable, or he must be mad at me, or maybe he isn't happy, or you get the point, you know, like it's just this like vicious cycle. And so when he comes upstairs and says hi, I've already had like an entire discussion about this in my head with him, and my mind is made up that he or I have done something wrong. And so then my energy is just completely off and he's just like, okay, you know, like it's crazy. It really is crazy, but this is me when I'm lonely. I'm very critical of myself and of the people around me. And, you know, like when my son, like he hardly sleeps at daycare. And honestly, he has never been a solid napper, like anywhere but at home, and he goes and goes and goes all day long because he loves it there. He loves having his friend, like his friends are there, and he loves his teachers, you know, which is why he still goes even though I'm at home, because he just absolutely loves it there. And this way it gives me the time to focus on me and my business, and I know that I am very fortunate to have this, you know. So when I go and pick him up, I'm excited and I go in with full expectations that he is just going to light up and he's going to say, mommy. And, you know, but I mean, when I show up right when he's in the middle of doing something fun with his friends, he's upset. Of course he is. He's two. But I take it personally and I say to myself, like, I start going through the spiral, you know, he hates me. He doesn't want me to be his mom. He would rather be at daycare than spend time with me. And it's just, and yeah, it's the spiral. It's just goes from there. So when he doesn't sleep well at night, or he is extremely resistant to bedtime in general, doesn't want to eat dinner, isn't listening, screaming in my face, I don't I take it inward. I take it personal. And I say to myself, like, what kind of mother are you? Why can't you get him to sleep, eat, calm down? You know, like, and it's just this is me when I'm lonely. This is the worst part of me when I'm lonely. Let's change gears though. How am I going to fix it? Am I going to call my new awesome nurse practitioner and talk to her about my medication? Yes. Am I going to call the doctor's office and set up an appointment with the counselor that I haven't seen in months? Yep. Am I going to talk to my persons and tell them what's been going on in my head? Yep. Okay. Great. Now, how do we prevent this from happening again? What do I need to do to feel at my best? Well, first things first, I need to define or remember a time when I did feel my best and what I was doing then that was working. And then we'll do that. So what do I know? What do I know works? And I have broken it down into the five senses, because for me, that is, and for everyone, that is how we receive things. And so I feel my best when I see. So this time it is going to be reading. I haven't been reading anything of value. I need to feed my mind and fill my thoughts with the strength that I'm capable of and reminders of just how fucking incredible I am at my best. So I picked up 3 books. First one, Rising Strong by Brené Brown, because I love her. I've read a few of her other books and they have just been life-changing. Untamed by Glennon Doyle, because I've just heard so many great things about them or about this book. And Unlonely by Claire Chamberlain. The first two I have wanted to read for a while, but I just didn't see myself spending any money on me. And the third I just found so fitting for the season that I'm in right now. So it just kind of made sense to add that to the cart. I feel my best when I hear. So for this, comedy podcasts, like Serotonin Boost, anyone, like so many options, and it's a total escape. I listen to a lot of inspirational podcasts that I absolutely love. I listen to business podcasts and, you know, about growth and like all these amazing things. You know, I listen to classical music when I need to focus on something and when I'm writing, like when I'm writing notes for this podcast. And I do those things consistently. However, I have been lacking in laughter, like in that just I love to laugh. Like there is no better feeling than like a freaking giggle fit, like, you know, and then just the way you feel after is just like, oh my gosh, you know. So I think it was yesterday or the day before, I started listening to this podcast called Smartless, and I laughed so fucking hard for the entire hour or however long the episode was. And it was perfect because I felt so good after. So that's definitely something that I need to be hearing more is, you know, is my own laughter, but funny things, comedy, like that's a huge part of my life. I feel my best when I feel, you know, so like that physical touch. So stretching and meditation. I feel great when I do these things every single day, especially, you know, consistently. So when I can literally feel my muscles stretch and things kind of fall back into place because of, well, childbirth, and when I meditate, like meditation has been a pillar to getting anywhere with my mental health. A literal weight lifted. I can feel just like the tension release from my shoulders, from my jaw, from my everything from my chest, like everything. So, stretching and meditation are going to be two huge components to kind of getting me out of this rut, we'll call it. I feel my best when I taste. So there are certain foods that trigger me into a spiral. Anything that makes me feel bloated, it like breads and dairy. Although I love those things and they are a staple in my diet. when I overindulge, it's just like then it's like, oh, you're freaking worthless piece of poo. Like, it's so bad for me. And it does. It just triggers me into a spiral. So foods that make me feel great are like fruit and veggies, red meat. I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe it's because I'm an Alberta girl. I don't know. But it's something that helps me. And it's, yeah. So maybe because I'm lacking in iron. I don't know. I'm not a nutritionist. But those are the things that, just healthy foods. I mean, healthy foods in general, but foods that make me feel good. Forward foods, fruits, veggies, healthy meats and whatnot, not fried meats and whatnot, processed, all that. And I feel my best when I smell. So I'm not much for scented candles or essential oils, although I like a lavender bath here and there. But I'm quite sensitive to strong smells and perfumes. So, however, that clean house smell, oof, I love it. That clean hair and body smell, I love it. Long hugs with my man and just like sinking my face into his chest, oof, I just can't get enough. And then sniffing my baby. Just this morning, in the wee hours of the morning, my boy wanted nothing but a snuggle on his mama. So I cradled him like a newborn. And if you know my child, he's a beefy 2.5-year-old. And I snuggled, he snuggled into me, I snuggled into him, I smelled the top of his head, and it was like bam, instant stress relief. So I'm just like taking more time to just like slow down and like take it in, like take in the fresh air smell, take in just enjoying, just acknowledging the good smells, when dinner is cooking or whatever it might be. Y'all, I'm not kidding. Like, smell the people you love. It's science. Okay, that's it. That's it for today. Thank you so much again for joining me today. Every time I put out an episode, I am just absolutely blown away with the love and support that comes back to me. And I am so glad that I did this episode, even though, like I've said again and again, I did not want to. And I'm just glad that I'm in a space and I'm in a place in my life where I can force myself into the good things. And honestly, it's one of those things. I am in the midst of a struggle, but not for long. And I can see the end and whatnot. And that's the thing. I mean, I was on a, in other aspects, I'm on a high vibe. It was just what was going on the inside. And that's okay. It's okay to feel good in one area and lacking in the other. Like, we're humans. We're made up of so many components and so many aspects of our life. So just know that it's totally normal. And that's the thing about mental health, is it doesn't just end with your personal life. It doesn't just end with your work life or what have you, or just what goes on in your head. It's kind of a little bit of everything. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you next week. Okay, bye.